And joining us once again from The Shout, our friend Brian Connolly. Good morning again, Brian.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So great to have you on the phone, and you told us that The Shout is happening tomorrow night and all day Saturday. Do you have any great stories from the past Shouts that you could share with us, Brian?
I do. There's a family that's been a pillar out of our church for years, and they had across the street from them a family that had moved up from Maryland, and they took it upon themselves to invite this family, their children, they have four children, to come and be a part of the event. And these kids, the two of the daughters wind up coming to the event. Actually, all three of the daughters actually wound up coming to the event. And the reason why is because the oldest daughter, when the family across from them invited them, took over just a business card that we had done up with Poppin' John on it and details about the event. And the oldest daughter said, "I know that guy. I remember him on the TV show World of Dance." So the three girls wind up coming to the event. Now, you have to understand, these are kids. This is a family that's been a part of the church that they belong to in Maryland, you know, for quite some time. But when these girls came and they were a part of the event, Jesus so grabbed a hold of their heart that these girls compelled the rest of their family to start coming and being a part of our fellowship. And although they were a part of a church down in Maryland, something happened to those girls at that event, because the whole of what we want, the goal of what we're doing, is even if you've grown up in church your whole life, even if you've been part of a youth group, even if you're a part of a Christian family, I often tell students, that doesn't necessarily tell me that Jesus has all of you. That doesn't necessarily tell me that you've surrendered the totality of your being to him. And those are wonderful things, but he wants all of you. And something happened to those girls, Fred and Annie, when they came to that event. And since that time, there has been an incredible transformation that's taken place in that family. It's almost as if there's been an awakening, which again is one of the reasons why we're doing the Shout, because Jesus stood outside of Lazarus's tomb and with a loud voice or a shout said, "Lazarus, come forth." And that is really what we believe God is doing. He's calling out to a generation right now to take off the wrappings, the false identities that don't belong to them, so that they can really live.
Wow. That's a beautiful story. Brian, The Shout is happening this weekend, tomorrow night, Friday evening, and all day Saturday. Quick, give us the details. How can youth get involved?
Yeah, so you can visit theshoutcrusades.com. That would be the easiest thing to do. All the information is there, the schedule. We have food trucks coming out, and you can register your group there. There's a group discount for anybody that brings five or more people in their group. You can also register at the door. It's at Praise Community Church in York, PA. Theshoutcrusades.com. That is the place to go to get everything you need, Fred.
Check it out, theshoutcrusades.com. It's happening Friday evening and Saturday. There are still opportunities for you to get involved. Check it out. It's happening at Christ Community Church in York. Once again, theshoutcrusades.com. Have all the details. Brian, thank you so much for joining us today. Lord bless you. I hope this weekend, I hope you see a lot more stuff happen, that next year when you're on with us, you could share even more stories of God's faithfulness this weekend.
That'd be awesome, Fred. Thank you. We appreciate that.